From the PCC Studios in Midland, it's The Catwalk, presented by Performance Chemical. Conversations connecting with industry executives, community leaders, nonprofit organizations, and social entrepreneurs.
Well, we are so grateful that everybody is joining with us tonight. Warmest greetings, boys and girls. We are going to have a great time tonight on America's favorite podcast show. I'm Jay, riding shotgun over there is Moose. We got Chris producing back over there, so Moose, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on in oil and gas and a little bit about Performance Chemical?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jay. Yeah, so right now we've got oil that's hovering around $71 a barrel. We got gas is right around $2.62 in an SCF, I think. And what we got going on with Performance is we're hiring people. We've got a lot of things going on. We still need people. Anybody out there in the Permian Basin watching us, listening to us, we need good people. And, we're rocking right now.
We are rocking. And, you know, one of the things that Performance Chemical is doing is serving in the community. And coming up on the week of June 19th through the 23rd, Performance is going to be serving with Food First. That is an organization through Rope Youth locally that serves hamburgers and hot dogs. And so we're going to go, our executive team, management team, and some of our staff is going to go serve every day during that week of June the 19th through the 23rd, I believe.
That's correct.
And we're going to serve over 1,000 kids and families, hamburgers and hot dogs, and we're really looking forward to that. It's one of the things we said at the very beginning of this podcast, that we wanted to make sure that we connect people in Midland with not only Performance Chemical, but also with nonprofits, organizations, and stuff like that in town. And so that's what we're doing. And I'm very excited that we're getting a chance to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that, Jay. That's right. So we definitely want to be able to give a shout out back to our community, and we definitely want to do our part as Performance Chemical.
So every week I have been asked to do a top five, and I've done my top five Chick-fil-A sauces, which is probably the most popular one.
And I'm really sick and tired of Chick-fil-A, Jay.
I know you're tired of Chick-fil-A, but here is my top five video games from the 1980s, because we are in a room that has video games everywhere, and I grew up playing video games, nothing like we have today.
I can see that you grew up.
Okay, so here are my top five video games from the 80s. Number five, Frogger. You familiar with Frogger?
No, I don't think anything that had to do with crossing the road, my parents would allow me to do that.
So, well, Frogger was invented in 1981 by Sega, and there's been 34 versions of Frogger since then. So if you don't like Frogger, you can play 34 different types of Froggers. Number four.
Whoa. So do you have any idea what the very first version of Frogger was?
Frogger?
No.
Yeah, it was Frogger.
No. Let me. Here we go again. I always have to correct you.
You do have to correct me. Okay.
So the very first label, when it brought out, they did name it, the gamers named it, but it was absolutely called the Highway Crossing Frog.
I could see that, yeah.
So
I could see that.
Once again.
Number four, Duck Hunt. Now, this is where I learned how to hunt, okay? Yeah. I grew up on a farm, and I never hunted until I bought Duck Hunt.
How'd
Duck
that
Hunt
taste?
Came
How'd
out in
taste?
1984 with Nintendo. It was patented after clay shooting. So if you've ever seen me hunting, that's where I got my hunting skills from, is Duck Hunt.
Oh, yeah. So you were in your room. Let me think. But late
Shut
night,
up.
You got,
Don't
a,
go
got
there.
A hankering for some dove, and you went out and started you shooting Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
And they taste like clay?
No, that's not exactly what happened.
It was a video
Number
game.
Three.
Video game, video
we got to speed through these. Number three was Q-Bert. You remember the game Q-Bert?
That's my all-time favorite.
I love, do what?
I love Q-Bert.
Yeah, you do. Can you make the noise?
It goes, boink, boink, boink.
Yeah, something
boink.
Like that, I think. So it was
Is
done in
one?
1980.
Is that the one? It reminds me of my grandmother in a bingo parlor.
It was a pyramid jumping game. It was in 1982. And the enemies that you had back then were Coily, Ugg, Wrong Way, and Slick. So they don't have any kind of names like that today,
no.
Right? Okay, number two, Tetris. You ever play Tetris? Oh, we got some Tetris fans in the audience.
Tetris.
Yeah, Tetris. Now, it was created in 1985 by Soviet engineers. So do you think there was something else going on there when they created Tetris?
Yeah, I think so.
It could have.
They need to be building fortresses, that's for sure.
Number one of my top video games from 1980s
is
all-time favorite, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Now, because we're in 2023, we could also invoke Mrs. Pac-Man, so we don't leave anybody out. But Pac-Man was my favorite game. It was a 1980 maze game by Midway. And the logo of the Pac-Man was created by the guy that created it, looked down at his pizza, and there was a missing slice, and that's how he created the pizza Pac-Man
game.
It's not?
No.
Okay, correct.
No.
Where'd it come from?
If it would have been built in Wisconsin, it would make a whole lot more sense. It reminded me of a great big slice of cheese hovering around, eating its
cheese.
Own curd droplings. That's a weird game. Weird.
That was a weird game.
Weird game.
It was weird.
Just
speaking of weird games, you told me once ago that you created this Moose Munch Crunch. Well, I went to the grocery store, and they don't have Moose Munch Crunch. They just have Crunch Munch. So I have to correct you.
Oh,
so that's my top five video
games. That hurt, Jay.
Hey, you know, one of the things we do on our show each week is we interview someone from the community. And since we are in this place tonight for Element 14, let's learn a little bit about what Element 14 is, what they do in our community, what they're offering for the summer. So would you guys please welcome to the stage Tom Slattery, like Flattery, but with an S.
You got it right.
This is Tom Slattery.
You got it right.
Right here.
Awesome. Hey, but before we move on to Tom, you know, back in the days they had those scratch and sniff little stickers?
Be careful.
Can you imagine Pac-Man having their own scratch and sniff?
Woo. Pac-Man and a scratch and sniff? That's
cheese,
weird.
Cheese eating its own cheese? That could be bad.
That's weird. Yeah. That's weird. Tom, welcome. We're so glad that you are here and letting us do this here.
It's what the building is made for. So we're excited too.
Okay, so before you tell us a little bit about Element 14,
of course.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from, how many throw pillows in your house, something about where you're from. You're a Nuggets fan.
100%.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, I like that. A little tie-in. I'm originally from Midland, of course, but I spent most of my life in Colorado, hence the Nuggets, and I'm an Avs fan, Broncos fan. I have no idea how many throw pillows in my house. That's my wife.
Don't know that. I would say all of them.
It's probably true. I don't know how many people my wife's letting, like, in the tour go through my bedroom, but we're definitely stacked up in pillows and the little towels that go in the bathroom I can't use.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So you're from Midland?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I was born here, and I'm kind of 50-50. I probably spent more of my life in Colorado than Midland, but good-looking Texas girl looped me in, and I've been stuck here ever since and having a blast doing it.
So you married a Texas girl?
100% I did, definitely.
Well, how many years have you spent in Colorado?
Probably 20 years, pretty close. Yeah.
Okay, so what we thought we would do real quick before we get into Element 14 is give you a little Colorado trivia.
Oh, no, here we go.
Is that good? Moose, you got a question for him?
No.
No? You want me to ask all the questions?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to correct, but I'll see. I'll interject in a minute. Right. Let me think of one for a minute.
First question.
Okay.
Who is the greatest athlete to the state of Colorado? Is it Jack Dempsey, Peter Forsberg, or John Elway?
I mean, I have to go Elway. He was obviously won a couple Super Bowls, a little nod to us. And then he became the CEO of the company and ran it until last year when he stepped away and retired. So it's probably got to be Elway, I would say, definitely.
Okay, can you name, say, five movies that were filmed in Colorado?
That's not even fair, Jay.
Huh? There's more than five.
I bet you can't name five.
Just name five.
I can name some movies I watched in Colorado.
Give me one. You never know.
That'll work, right?
You never
I'm
know.
With you.
So here are the five.
I know one.
Here, you know one? Which one?
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, man.
It was filmed in Boulder, which is also this right here. Okay. A lot of people don't know.
Hey, no heckling out there.
Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase was filmed in Breckenridge.
Wow.
Yes, so that's a great movie. City Slickers.
Yep.
Was filmed in Durango.
Okay.
Dumb and Dumber that we already talked about. Another great movie from Will Ferrell, Blades of Glory.
Okay.
Was filmed in Denver.
That was actually in Denver?
That was in Denver, yeah.
Are you sure? Was it Colorado Springs?
And then this, I don't know, but this one you probably don't want to say you know, but the movie version starring Johnny Depp of The Lone Ranger was filmed in Creed.
Okay.
Colorado. So yeah. There's your trivia for Colorado.
Nice. Right? I like it.
You did okay, but what was the movie that you've seen in Colorado?
I can name a bunch, but I wonder about the Blades of Glory though, because the Olympic, like for the Winter Olympics, their headquarters in Colorado Springs. So I wonder if they use that for the Blades of Glory movie, but I don't know.
I don't know. But Miracle was also filmed there about the
what a movie
hockey team that was filmed there in Colorado. So yeah, okay. So now tell us about Element 14.
Perfect. We are an interactive playground. What we're doing is we're trying to take people that are like-minded, that are into electronics, stuff like that, and put them together and give them the tools to be a professional. So we have a lot of like video game builds. We do a lot of like, we got a bunch of stuff set up to do tournaments. I could go through them. Like we're doing Smash Brothers, Call of Duty. We got Mortal Kombat coming. So that's a big focus of what we do, but we're also a great place to socialize, an awesome cocktail bar. We're an all ages venue, so you can bring your kids in. We have a 200 inch screen behind us where you can watch cowboy games, or if you want to watch that.
Yeah, I like that.
I got to throw it out there for the locals.
Even being from Colorado, he's a smart Texan.
Yeah, it's true. I married one. She taught me right.
Whatever. Don't say cowboys. Yeah. Okay.
So we just have a lot of fun creating and putting people together. And that's what we're about, is that social aspect and giving something unique to the area you can't get anywhere else.
What do you have for the summer? Do you have any kind of programming for kids or teenagers for the summer?
We have a lot coming. We actually have a really, really big concept coming, but we're not allowed to drop all the info on it. I know for a fact that we're probably got the QR code somewhere on the live stream. It's on all of our site. It shows all of our upcoming events. I know we have stuff coming, but we got a bomb. I just can't drop it yet, but it's going to be cool. We got a bunch of local businesses involved, and it'll be interesting.
What would you say to parents, like if they're a little apprehensive about bringing their or letting their kids come up and play in this atmosphere or play on video games and stuff? Mm-hmm. What's the pros and cons to that, maybe?
I don't know of any cons. You could come in and experiment and see if you can find one, but the way our staff is set up, we're extremely kid friendly. That's what we're designed to be. We have a bunch of oil field dads that get to come in and hang out at the bar, and their kids go play video games all day. And if you decide to do that, your kids are not going to rat you out. Don't worry. You're going to come hide up here. But we have a lot of fun. And like I said, I mean, the only deterrent I could think of is maybe the bar. But I mean, Synergy's got two massive bars in there. They're an all ages venue. We provide all the primes. We have G Fuels. We have regular Cokes, waters. I mean, we're set up to take care of our guests. We'll put it that way.
How long have you guys been here?
Oh, we are almost to the end of the third month being open. So we're brand new.
Yeah, brand new.
Yeah, I know we talked a little earlier about you saying some security around the gaming network. And what is your view on some of those things as far as coming into this establishment and watching children play, and I guess the safety protocols of that? How would you address that?
We have security on staff for all of our main events. Our staff is trained to watch out for things, but to be honest with you, we're kind of a word of mouth venue, and we haven't ran into any issues, which is really unique, I guess, but it speaks to the character of the people that come into our building. A lot of people that come in, The big thing here, to be honest, is just to get somebody to walk in the front door. Anybody that walks in the front door here, the first thing they say, we always say, is wow. And we earn customers for life. We have a great staff that helps kiddos out learning new games, experimenting with games. We have all the consoles and stuff to have as much fun as you want to have. And doing it in a unique environment where you're protected, which is really nice, and it makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks, sir, for sharing that. But hey, guess what?
What?
We want people to come in the front door, Tom.
Of course.
So if you're watching this, please don't do the walk this way walk, but let's wow these people and bring in some people to serve them.
So. Yeah, there's not a place in Midland anywhere close to this, and it kind of speaks to itself. So like I said, you walk in our front door, you see our advertising, gets you hooked, and it's just a great venue. It's just something unique you can't experience that I'm aware of anywhere in Texas. There's a couple places where you can come in and play video games, but to have the support of our podcast rooms where you can custom create, we have VR gear in here. We have a lot of the classic consoles for people that need them where you can pull out. VIP rooms for birthday parties. I mean, we're just stacked up to have a ton of fun. That's all we do. We sit around and play with toys.
How did you get involved in video games? I mean, did you play when you were younger? What did you think of my top five list?
I got to say, I love the top five list. Qbert would probably be my number one, to be honest with you. Just personally, near and dear to my heart. But I've always played video games. I've always been involved with them. It's just something that's kind of near and dear to my heart, but also the production side. I'm a big audiophile. I love cameras and putting my whole thing is the engineering behind it. I was an engineer for Best Buy's custom team for years and years, and I love the getting to find a problem and then building a solution to the problem. That's what I've always done.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What's next for you?
We're looking to grow this thing. We don't know how long that's going to take. We don't want to grow and be too big for our britches, wide array, but we're trying to add a couple of these somewhere else. It'll probably be one at a time, and it may get unique, so I got to figure out if my staff goes and runs it or I go run the other one. I'm not really sure yet, and I don't know how far down the road that is. Right now, we're just, like I said, we're having a blast running this place, setting up events. Just the excitement. We had a Mario Kart tournament, and to have, we had 60 people in the building yelling as loud as they can at this screen behind me, thinking it's going to make the drivers any more fast. But that's the magic. That's what makes it fun to be around.
So you mean doing all the animated hitting the throttle and doing all the turns and all the throwing and stuff that doesn't make them go faster?
It does a little bit, but if you're sitting at the bar yelling this way, it doesn't really make them any faster that I'm aware of.
But does it make them feel better?
Probably, yes. Yes, we got a lot of hype around a couple of our players in the Mario Kart. And like I said, we had them both sitting right here, the two finalists, playing on the screen behind us, and just the energy in the building. It makes it fun. It makes it a place you want to come back to, and something where you can really test a skill and hone a skill. I mean, there's Texas Tech is launching a whole field into esports where people are going to be able to get scholarships, things like that. There's already a bunch of the really big ones. I don't want to throw it out, but there's a guy here in an Oregon And Oregon definitely has a D1 esports team. So they have people that compete in the events we do here. So it's a way that it starts off as something children do, but can grow into a career. And, football used to be a game people played in their backyard at one point, right? Now people are making millions of dollars. So see that shift into technology, we're just trying to be kind of the innovator for that and the spearhead to make that happen.
That's cool. You mentioned that you guys have the bar here and stuff. And so I know Moose wants to do something with one of our guests from the crowd. So
you bet.
I'm just going to let you guys take over.
Yeah, but before we leave, I just have to say one thing, ask one thing. Without blowing their cover, how many dads actually come in here after hours and say they're working late and they're actually hooking up with some video games?
Well, we could give that number away, but what's more interesting than that are the dads that come in pretending like their kids here so they can get away, which is perfectly fine with us, too. Our cocktail list alone, it's most places you go to, they're just going to rename drinks and throw their name on it, and it's their own little spin on a Bloody Mary or whatever. We actually have a guy that works for us, and that's what he specializes in. He custom creates drinks you can't get anywhere else. So we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to experiment with him. I don't know exactly what he cooked up. I know one or two, but
Here we go. We're going to give.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate
how it works.
Thanks so much.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Go ahead, Moose. All you.
All righty. Here we go. So I need a volunteer. Look at this guy. He's already coming up here, man. So we got some drinks here. We wanted to just verify and see if they are good. So if you don't mind, sir, this looks like to me it's called a Lynx Old Fashioned. And I would like to give you a taste test, see what you think about it.
So that's really good.
Would you recommend it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So that's one. All right. So now we got this one here that I have no idea how to pronounce it, but I'm going to say, I'll let you pronounce it.
The Yoshi.
Yoshi. Go for it, Yoshi. Yokohama. So we got another winner, right? So
it's like a piña colada kind of.
Piña colada. You like two piña coladas?
One for each.
Oh, there we go. All right, and then we got the last one here. It's called Barrel of Monkeys. I think I could see why I would like this one. Let's try that one.
And now Every Neighbor presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Yeah, so Tina Fey is 53 today.
And?
She's Saturday Night Live. She also played Sarah Palin. Do you remember that?
Oh.
Remember her famous line was, I could see Russia from my house.
I wonder if she really could, though.
I don't know. Also turning 77 today is the great Reggie Jackson.
Shout out to Reggie.
He played for who? What two teams?
Who?
What two teams did he play for?
They were Major League,
they
Yankees.
Were. Yeah, and?
And the Red Sox.
Oakland A's.
Oh, man.
Having a birthday today.
But I've had his candy bars. I have had his candy bars.
Whose candy bars?
Reggie Jackson.
He has a candy bar?
How many people know that Reggie Jackson actually has a candy bar?
What's the name of it?
The Reggie. Yeah, it is. And guess what it is?
What
you have
it?
No idea.
I don't want to guess what it is.
It's a chocolate peanut cluster. Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. All right.
They're also great at baseball games, I'm telling you.
Also having a birthday today, turning 75, is Joe Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys. Are you familiar with them?
I am familiar with
him right there.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. No, he doesn't look familiar.
He doesn't look familiar?
No.
I get the Oak Ridge Boys confused with the Statler Brothers.
I could see that.
Are they the same?
No. They're not the same.
Name an Oak Ridge Boys song.
They're both country and western artists.
Elvira.
Elvira.
Do not sing it. Turn his mic off. Okay. Oh. And the last
birthday. Wait. No. No, whoa. Let me tell you something. Where are they from?
Who?
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Oak Ridge?
Is that a dead giveaway?
They're from Oak Ridge.
Oak Ridge where?
Texas.
Yeah, that's it. So let me tell you, do you know what they were called before the Oak Ridge Boys?
Alabama?
No.
They're not the same band?
No. And I'm telling you, this is probably why they changed their name. They were called the Clodhoppers. Can you imagine?
No.
Walking around, where are you going to go tonight? I'm going to go watch the Clodhoppers.
Yeah. No.
What are they going to sing?
They're not going to. No.
It's probably going to be a shoestring evening with a Clodhopper.
Change the name.
Good Lord.
All right. Also, having a birthday today, turning 66, is the King, George Strait.
Now, okay. I can point that man out. Yeah, I do know who he is.
How do you know?
So, oftentimes I get confused by Mr. Strait.
You get confused what?
Yeah, sometimes people think I look like Mr. Strait.
Wait, people say you look like Mr. Strait?
Yeah.
Like true. George Strait?
No, his brother.
He has a brother?
Damn straight. Yeah, he does.
And
he's got a son.
That is dumb. That is not funny.
It may be dumb, but it's true. I do get confused. There's a song out about me too, man. I got all the dress up, the giddy up, go uptown, put on the hat.
See, I can't get into country music.
Why?
I don't like country music. Won't be in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay. It maybe it'll just be in the back.
George Strait will be though.
Dead on this.
He'll be singing at the Pearly Gates, and he's gonna call and say, "Moose, when you show up, I hope you left all your exes down in Texas." Yeah, he will.
We just lost a lot of subscribers.
I don't think so.
They all dropped off. I can hear it now. They're dropping off right now. Okay. May 18th, dead on this day is, hey, and see if you know who these two people are.
I have a story, Jay.
Hold on. We'll let you come back to it. Elizabeth Montgomery. Do you know who that is?
Who?
Elizabeth Montgomery. She was from Bewitched. You remember that show? Can you twinkle your nose like she used to?
No, but I can touch my nose with my toes, but that was a long time
remember
ago.
Remember she used to twinkle her nose a little bit? It was like a witch show. Do you remember that?
She was Bewitched?
She was Bewitched.
Or she was
the
witch.
That's right.
Okay. But I don't know this.
Story about her?
No, I don't.
All right.
But also, if I did, I would share it with you.
Also dead on this day is Chris Cornell.
Yes, sir.
Chris Cornell was a lead singer of Audioslave and Soundgarden.
Yeah.
Is that on your playlist?
It used to be.
Not
when
anymore.
I used to work out and do a lot of running.
Yeah.
It was a great, great tune to work out.
Who was better, Soundgarden or Audioslave?
Soundgarden.
Soundgarden? Okay. Tell me your story about George Strait, because I've been waiting all day to hear this.
Oh, my gosh. I told you I look like him, right? But really, all no joking aside, I actually got to meet the king of country, Mr. George Strait.
You got to meet Elvis?
No. Only in Vegas. I met him in Vegas. It cost me $150 in a poor Polaroid.
Okay, George Strait, how did you meet him?
So when I used to work down in Bridgeport, Decatur area, we had a United Way auction.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a really good friend of mine by the name of Doug Bridwell. And we were going to go and meet a person to receive an autographed guitar. And so I ride along with Doug, and I go down there, and he says, kind of like the Lenny Wilson song, wait in the car or wait in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm over there waiting in the truck for 10, 15 minutes, and I'm like, this guy has got to be eating lunch without me. And so I'm like, I'm starving and waiting, and I'm like, we just came down to get a guitar. And so I finally make up the nerve and go in there, and I say, Jay, it's time. Where's the guitar? And as I turn and I look, and this is a good story, a true story, Doug is sitting in this booth with the king, George Strait.
Hmm.
He was the one giving us the autographed guitar. He actually played pickup bass with George. And I met him. I looked at him. And for the first time in my life, I had no words. I had no idea what to say to him.
That would have been the greatest day ever.
That's why you've been waiting all day. No words.
No words.
But I got my guitar, and it's autographed, and it's wonderful, and I still can't play. So, anyway.
May 18th, today is Thursday, May 18th. Do you know what world events happen today?
What world events?
World events, yeah.
Other than us?
Other than us.
No idea.
All right, let me tell you. Here's three big ones. There's a lot, but here's three big ones. On this day in 1996, Braveheart, the movie Braveheart, premiered at the Seattle International Film Festival. I know you're a big fan of Braveheart, right?
Only on Halloween I dress up like Braveheart.
Have you ever dressed up as Braveheart on Halloween?
Yeah, just last year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I get confused a lot of times of people thinking that I look like Braveheart.
Jay, I don't even know what to say. You don't even have the size.
You don't think? I mean, I could pull off Mel Gibson.
You sure don't have the hair, I guarantee
you. I could so pull off Mel Gibson.
Are you sure you're not confused? Maybe he has a brother.
Freedom. I mean, I could pull that off.
Or the other one when he says, bring your people out here, bend over and kiss your arse goodbye. That's probably your line.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. I'm going to let you have that one.
Yeah,
all right. On this day in 1970, the Beatles released their final album, Let It Be. Is that a big fan?
The Beatles?
Or Let It Be, the song?
Were they a Texas band?
What?
Were they
the Beatles?
Band? Yeah.
You know who the Beatles are. Quit playing that game.
Abbey Road.
That's one
London.
Of them.
London.
Let It Be down? Was their final album. Do you like that?
I don't, that's too old.
All right, now this next guy is your hero.
But, I'm thinking.
Huh?
Are they, like, famous? The Beatles?
Okay, would you stop? The Beatles are famous. This next guy is...
I know the Beatles.
The next guy that I'm going to talk about is your hero.
Gomer Pyle?
Not Gomer Pyle. No, not Gomer Pyle. On this date in 2011, a man by the name of Don Gorski ate his 25,000th Big Mac.
Can you imagine?
It took him 29 years to eat his 25,000th Big Mac. To this date, as of today, he's eaten 32,672 Big Macs.
Those are rookies.
I have one question. Like, what does this man look like? Big Macs?
Big Macs.
Why?
He's eaten on this date. Why? Yes.
Why is that important?
It's huge important. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
For cheeseburgers?
For eating, no, not a cheeseburger, Big Mac.
Oh.
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles on a sesame seed bun.
Wow. Did you work at them? Did you work at McDonald's?
Never worked at Big Macs or McDonald's, but I can say that.
I can't say that.
I can say it with pride.
With pride. There's one for you. You have zero of that.
There are two national days for today.
Hey, but did you realize, and I don't know why Tom didn't know this. I'm going to shout out to Tom. Denver is absolutely the first state that created and said that they were famous for inventing the hamburger or cheeseburger. Did you know that?
Denver?
Denver, Colorado.
Huh.
They were a mile high. I'm just saying.
Okay, there are two national days today.
Okay,
and we
want
to celebrate those. One of them, and I don't know how to pronounce this, but is it aperitif? Is that how you say that? Aperitif?
Aperitif.
Aperitif. So today is National Aperitif Day. What is that?
Aperitif.
If it's aperitif.
So it's a pre, so like appetizer, and it's a drink that cleanses the palate before a meal so that you can enjoy your meal and taste you get your taste buds tingling and rocking and get ready to experience a great meal.
Is that what Dustin had a while ago?
No, that would be a happy hour drink.
That'd be
just
happy.
Look at him. He's happy.
He is happy. Okay. So can somebody who doesn't drink alcoholic beverages, can they have one of these aperitifs?
Most definitely. As a matter of fact, I have this little fruity, beautiful aperitif that I would like to present to you, Jay. And it's absolutely non-alcoholic.
It's non-alcoholic.
Especially muddled and blended with
what's
love
in it?
And care.
What's in it?
Well, it's all natural. Comes from trees. It's from the earth. So it's a great drink. I would like to present this to you for an aperitif drink.
And it's non-alcoholic.
I like to call this drink the florcheesi.
The what?
It's called the florcheesi.
Okay, and it's non-alcoholic? Are you sure?
It's non-alcoholic florcheesi, and it's French. So I'm not French, but it's florcheesi.
And this is supposed to cleanse my palate so I don't have to brush my teeth.
Oh, it might cleanse something, all right.
What do you mean it's going to cleanse something?
It's going to cleanse your palate so you can have some more of this Chick-fil-A. You need cleansing before you eat Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so this, what's in it? Is this, what, seriously, what's in it?
Oh, so it's got a little special sauce, like you like the Chick-fil-A
sauce.
Wait,
is it hot sauce?
No hot sauce. It's Chick-fil-A sauce. I made Chick-fil-A sauce inside this aperitif. See, look, that's why it's non-alcoholic. Spilled it all over the place.
Okay.
All right, it's got some fruits, veggies, tomatoes, tomatoes. I would love for you to drink that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's my special gift to my buddy with my aperitif.
Oh.
What?
Gross, what the heck is that?
Is it good?
No, it's not good.
I'm disappointed.
That
it's going to be
gross.
On the menu.
What the heck is in that?
You tell me. You drank it. What is it?
Gross.
Oh, hang on a second. This might be embarrassing. I'm sorry. I think I might have confused that with a digestif, not an aperitif. So the florcheesi.
That's a laxative?
Could be. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. So it was supposed to,
gross.
It was supposed to cleanse the palate, not cleanse the never mind.
Okay. Okay. You're not on the next 10. Oh my gosh, that's nasty.
You know I love you, Jay.
I need a chicken nugget or something really. Ugh. Good. That is gross. Okay.
But it does have Chick-fil-A sauce in it. Did you taste it?
That is gross.
Spicy.
That is nasty.
Was it spicy?
Yes, it's spicy.
I thought you liked spice.
My gosh, what'd you put in there? It's jalapeno stuff and
Cholula?
I bet there's Cholula already. In there, isn't
it? So it's not. So it is working. You can taste the jalapeno. Oh I love you.
I am going to throw up. Oh my god. Okay. It is.
They're
also
on sale for $14.95.
It if is you like also is also national. Hold on a second. It is also National Souffle Cheese Souffle Day.
I'm not
Did I say that right? Souffle.
I'm going to guess.
God, that
you're close. Oh, is it getting hot over there? It's getting hot in here, right? That's another
okay.
song. That's another song George Strait sang.
It's National Cheese Souffle Day. What is it? What is cheese souffle?
Souffle.
Souffle.
You got to say it. Souffle.
Souffle.
French. Souffle.
Okay. Oh, it's French.
Yeah.
I got to hear my notes. French.
Yeah, it's French.
Souffle is the word puff. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It comes from the word puff, something like that.
So yeah. A cheese French. Souffle
yeah.
is also cheese puffs.
Oh.
Is that right? So I brought cheese puffs.
Why don't you get that in your fluchizi and have a souffle?
This actually tastes good without that. Yeah. So tell me about souffle.
You're embarrassing our audience.
No, I'm not.
That is a Texas souffle.
No, go ahead. Good. Go ahead.
Okay, hang on. Hang on.
Now, is that a real souffle?
My friend, and this is absolutely a souffle. It's a decadent dish. It's made with egg. It's got the fluffy to roast. It's kind of like you need a fuchsia to cleanse your palate to eat a great souffle.
I'm not trusting you with anything
you
about
my
cleansing
souffle?
My palate.
This is a cheese souffle made by a great chef here in Midland.
Who?
He's out at Green Tree Crunch Club. He's the chef.
Okay.
You would like to try?
Yes, I would. Here. No, I'm going to use my souffle. I'm going to use my souffle.
Enjoy your souffle, your fluchizi, and when you
what
get home,
souffle?
It's cheese. Taste that. That souffle is amazing. It's amazing.
Very good.
Very
Better
good.
Than that crap.
That's not crap.
That was bad.
That's fluchizi, Jay, and you hurt my heart, man. Absolutely, I want to lie to you. I did put some X-lax in that. And I topped it off with cheese. It'll slow the release. Just saying. Oh,
that is gross.
And you'll
can you give me a napkin?
You're gonna need me any of these.
Yeah, give me one of those napkins. Okay. Anything else you want to say about Cheese Souffle Day?
No, I don't. But I'm glad that we're able to present some of those dishes. I haven't seen anybody in Midland that's really a French. It's got French cuisine, but
that is good.
They're really good. And once again, I want to give a shout out to Green Tree Country Club in Midland for providing those for us. It's amazing.
Well, big shout out to Element 14 for
Absolutely.
Having us here. And we are just so grateful for the crowd.
Absolutely.
That we have tonight. There's
yes.
a big crowd.
Thank
so.
You so much. Absolutely. Yes.
They are now all internet superstars because they're on the YouTube now.
That's right. Oh, and I got a couple of these.
Oh, we got some freebie stuff to throw out to people.
Look.
Oh, he just landed
amazing.
It up there. Oh,
amazing
my gosh.
Job.
He just landed. And
I couldn't
a hat.
Do that. I couldn't do
you,
that if I
look,
tried.
You threw everything to my family. So you threw it to my whole family. So
throw your
no, I'm not throwing,
out to the
I'm throwing this at you. So, hey.
Throw your Texas, what hey. Do you call it?
My Texas what?
Souffle.
Your munchin' crunch?
Oh, your souffle.
I got munchin' crunch, too.
Yeah, we throw that.
Hey, you know what we always say?
That's right.
You know what we always say? Don't be sad it's over. Just be glad it happened. We will see everyone next week.
Absolutely.
Have a
Thank
great
you
night.
All.
Thank you for joining us. To connect with the guys or subscribe to the weekly Flowline, send us an email at media@perf-chem.com. Thanks to our title sponsor, Performance Chemical, your production and midstream services leader in the Permian Basin. And to Every Neighbor, simplifying the pathway to connection in your community.